From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues a series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a two-part message entitled A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 24 through 29, where the apostle set forth the essence of the gospel ministry. In expounding this passage, Dr. Cairns explained the pattern of the Christian ministry, which is Christ. To be effective, a minister must treat his people as Christ would. Then, the price of the ministry. Even a cursory reading of Paul's ministry reveals that he suffered greatly in his efforts to get the gospel to as many people as he could. Dr. Cairns has emphasized the power of the gospel ministry. A true minister of Jesus Christ will know the power of God upon his ministry. But many seem more interested in building big churches than in leading sinners to a true saving experience of Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to call your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Implicit Trust. The text is Jeremiah chapter 39 and verse 18. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee. Because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Behold the protecting power of trust in God. The great men of Jerusalem fell by the sword, but poor Ebed-Melech was secure, for his confidence was in Jehovah. Where else should a man trust but in his Maker? We are foolish when we prefer the creature to the Creator. Oh, that we could in all things live by faith! Then should we be delivered in all time of danger. No one ever did trust in the Lord in vain, and no one ever shall. The Lord saith, I will surely deliver thee. Mark the divine surely. Whatever else may be uncertain, God's care of believers is sure. God himself is the guardian of the gracious. Under his sacred wing there is safety, even when every danger is abroad. Can we accept this promise as sure? Then in our present emergency, we shall find that it stands fast. We hope to be delivered because we have friends, because we are prudent, or because we can see hopeful signs. But none of these things are one half so good as God's simple, because thou hast put thy trust in me. Dear friend, try this way, and trying it, you will keep to it all your life. It is as sweet as it is sure.
I have been through the valley of weeping, through the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of all comfort was with me. By his hand to uphold and sustain.
My way, I have proved.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Jonathan Edwards lost his pulpit after revival because he wanted to keep the church pure from people who wanted wickedness, worldliness, and church membership at the same time. And the rich families of New England didn't agree with them. They'd rather damn their children under the cloak of empty religious profession than have Edward's view of religion. Now his so many greats, I forget, three of them I think, granddaughter, is using his name and using his ministry among the American Indians as an excuse for her promotion to permit practicing sodomites to be practicing ministers of the Presbyterian Church USA. And she uses Jonathan Edwards' name to tell us he did the equivalent. He said that the Indians were good and godly people, used nice language about them, at a time when other people called them savages. You know, if I were an Indian, I would be highly incensed at her so-called liberalism, which is a slap in the face to any American Indian. But we'll not go into that. All I'm saying to you is this, that Paul looked at these people and said, they're not, no matter how they want into the church, they can't be saved as long as they hang on to those sins. And he names sodomy particularly among them. But then he says, such were some of you. But what a difference. You're washed. You've been washed from all these sins. You're sanctified. You're set apart from all these sins. You're justified, freed from all guilt and invested with the righteous merits of your Redeemer, Jesus Christ. This is the kind of ministry Paul had. But as he looked out in these churches with all these wondrous cases of conversion, yet he bore the care. They were under constant attack. Many of them, like the Corinthians, were tripping up and falling. There was division in the church. There were false ministers coming into the church. There were false doctrines attacking the church. The state was against the church. And there he was, with the care of all the churches. The agony of the saints' halting progress. He says he travailed in pain until Christ would be fully formed in them. He had a constant spiritual battle in prayer. We so often think of Paul always living in such liberty that prayer would be for him like just mounting on angelic wings and soaring always into wondrous experiences in heavenlies. No doubt often it was like that. But he says, strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. There were times when Paul was in prayer and it was a close combat wrestling match. He was striving, he was wrestling, he was battling, he was agonizing, to use his word. Prayer for Paul was an agony. He could not sit back as a minister and say, oh Lord, bless the Colossian church. Couldn't do that. May God forgive me and every minister I know. We know so little of that agony. He couldn't simply say, oh God, do good to those people. No, he entered in with an agony that was spiritual, as all the assaults of the enemy came upon the body of the believers, they came upon the body and the soul of this great minister of the gospel. The constant motif of his life and ministry was one of sacrifice and suffering. He says, I have suffered the loss of all things for Christ. He suffered pain, and ultimately he suffered death. He said, I bear in my body the marks. They may be the marks of a slave. He bore those marks. They were the marks of a soldier. He bore the wounds of the battlefield. He was no armchair general. He suffered it all for Christ's sake. Ah, but listen, I want you to get this. Not just for Christ's sake, but for Christ's sake, as that is demonstrated in Christ's body. What I'm telling you is this. Now listen up very carefully. I know that America is the country of the independents and the mavericks, and you can do it your way, but this is God's way. You, unless in most extraordinary circumstances, which do not apply to us, you cannot serve Christ without regard to serving his body, which is his church. You can't do it. I had we time, I could go a long way down that road. You cannot be in submission to Christ without being part of the submissive body of Christ. In other words, the Church of Christ is not a human invention. It's not some social club that men have designed according to their own notions, for their own purposes. This is something that God's Christ has died for, has established, and has set up. And Paul said, I'm willing to sacrifice and suffer for it. And that's how we all ought to serve the body of Jesus Christ. It's how our Master served it. And as he himself said in Matthew 10:24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Now, this is not just a message for me and David Braham as pastors and these other young men who are candidates or students for the ministry. It's not just for us. It's not just for the elders of the church. Oh, it is for all those I've mentioned. But this is for you, if you would serve Christ. Here's the price. I'm calling you to sacrifice and suffering for service. I'm calling you as a Christian to get out of your comfort zone and stop making God's work and God's church a mere add-on to life. Something you take or leave, something you lift or drop at your whim. I'm saying this is the pattern is Christ. And the price is total self-surrender, self-sacrifice, even taking up the leftover afflictions of Christ, being willing, whatever it costs, to serve him in and through serving his body, which is his church. In verse 29, Paul speaks of the power of such a ministry. He says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Now that's the other side of the coin. The first side was his physical weakness and suffering, his agony, his self-sacrifice. But now here's the other side. He says, as I serve Christ in this way, he is working in me mightily. And I want you to understand this, that this is the only power by which the gospel of Jesus Christ and the church of Jesus Christ can succeed. Let us once and for all eschew the marketing techniques for church growth. I know that big is always better. I'm always sort of used to this now, but when I came to the United States at first, I was amazed when I would go into some small town, some country town, that really hadn't been heard of outside the little segment of the state in which it happened to be located. And there you would have a name like this, Car World. And then you would say, it's just the world. And here you have the biggest of whatever this is, maybe the biggest number of cars, maybe the, I don't know what it is, in the world. Now, in that little spot in the landscape, I had no idea what that big world is like out there. It's a wee bit like it was in Northern Ireland when I was growing up. When you grow up in a country the size of a postage stamp, you tend to think that the world ends at your borders. And we had notions as I was growing up, oh, this is the biggest thing in all the world, and the greatest thing and the most important thing in all the world. And then I got outside of Northern Ireland for a little while and I realized, you know, despite all that the press has been doing to give us a bad name around the world, 95% of the world doesn't even know we exist. Bigness, I know, is thought to be greatness. There's a day coming, you know. This is a scary thing for a preacher, whether his church is big or small. You get all this great church growth movement, and they're going to stand before God. I'm thinking of the words of one of the most famous and successful pastors in 20th century America. And I haven't forgotten the century I'm in. That was his century. And he said, and he looked at his vast church. He's talking about his church members now. The people he had baptized and brought into the church. And he estimated that 80% or more were unconverted. But they were baptized, they were in the denomination, they were in the local church, they were in office, they were in it all. They were Christians. But he reckoned 80% or more were unconverted.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.